We are learning Masechtas Beya, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and we are starting the last line of Ches Amud Beis. Amar Rabba, Shochat Tzipor Me'erev Yontif, Eim Mechasen Oysev Yontif. If someone shechted a bird, a tzipor, a chicken, something from Erev Yontif, and he didn't do Kisei Adam, even though Oif is Chayiv and Kisei Adam, he didn't do it, on Yontif he's now to Kisei Adam. Which means that even though our Mishnah said that if someone shechts on Yontif, he'll do Kisei Adam, even if you raise hill, if you did it already, you're allowed to kisei adam. But if you did it from before yontif, you can't do kisei adam. And Rashi explains, for you should have done it erev yontif first of all. And number two, there's no minui simchas yontif because you're allowed to eat the chicken or the tzipor. You're allowed to eat it even though you didn't do kisei adam. Kisei adam does not affect the achila of the eating of the tzipor. But Zogdim on top of Testament Aleph, but Gilgal is a Erev Yontif. But if you made a dough from before Yontif, and if you can't take off challah, you know you have to do a froshes challah when you make a dough. Here you forgot to do it from Erev Yontif. Mafrish Menach Halos of Yontif. You're allowed to do a froshes challah on Yontif. Now what's the reason? Even though there's a Mishnah later on that says, you know, I'll take off Chuma and Maisris on Yontif, you also now take off challah on Yontif. But the halach is, Mishum Eichel Nefesh, you're allowed to. That means, since you're allowed to make a dough and have fresh challah on Yontif, you want to have fresh bread on Yontif, you're allowed to do that, even on Yontif. Therefore, the Chazal said you're allowed to also take off challah because it's part of the, you want to be able to make bread on Yontif. Therefore, it's mutter to do it on Yontif. And now, even if you did it before Yontif and you didn't take off challah, still you're allowed to do it on Yontif. That's the halacha of Rava. Now, what's the difference? The obvious question is, why is a tzipor from Erev Yontif, you can't do kisei adam, but Gilgal Issa you're allowed to. And the halacha is, if it be on Yontif, you're allowed to do it. And just like we said by challah, that if you make a dough on Yontif, you're allowed to do challah, and that's why you're allowed to do it even if you did it from before Yontif, if you made a dough from before Yontif. So why is tzipor different? So there's a few differences. First of all, the difference is that by a Issa, you can't eat it without taking off challah. So there's a problem, you're not going to have simchas Yontif, you're going to eat challah. So there, it's more cool that they'll let you do it. Since the Maisha allowed to do it on Yontif, even if you did the dough before Yontif, you're allowed to do it. There's another reason the Maram explains. The Maram says that technically, really, Allah is, you're not allowed to do a shechita on Yontif of a oif, because of few beis hillel. Because chatchila, you can't do kisei adam. It's chatchila not do it. The fact if you did it already, you could do it. But here, you're chatchila allowed to make bread on Yontif, and therefore, obviously, the afrosha shechala is more cool. And therefore, even if you made the dough from before Yontif, you're allowed to do the afrosha shechala on Yontif. Avud Shmuel argues. Avud Shmuel Amar, fill Gilgal Issa Me'erev Yontif. Not only if you shecht a tzipor Me'erev Yontif, you can't do kisei adam. Even if you do Gilgal Issa Me'erev Yontif, make a dough, Erev Yontif, a mafresh menach halos of Yontif. You cannot do a froshes challah on Yontif. It's included in the Issa of a froshes challah. And you can't do it only if it's done, only if you made a dough on Yontif, then they're allowed to do a froshes challah. That's part of the Eichel Nefesh. But if you could have done it before, you can't do it. That's what Avud Shmuel says. So Gemara says, Lema, pligi the Shmuel Avud Shmuel. Maybe Shmuel himself, we find a different Shmuel. It sounds like that Shmuel is arguing on his father's memra. Dama Shmuel, Shmuel says that when it comes to Chalas Chutzlarch, which is Ikrei Midrabanan, the whole din is only Drabanan, the halacha is that if you didn't take off Chala, you're allowed to eat it, and then leave over at the end a little bit, and that will be your Chala after, let's say, after Shabbos. Dama Shmuel, Chalas Chutzlarch, Oicha Vahoylech. Let's say on Shabbos you realize, on Shabbos, on regular Shabbos, you made Chalas, and you chap, oi, I didn't take off Chala. So Shmuel says in Chalas Chutzlarch, what you're allowed to do is, you're allowed to eat it and just leave over something at the end to take off challah. Chalas Chutzlarch, oichel v'hoylech, v'achach mafresh, and after Shabbos, you'll be mafresh. After Shabbos, whatever's left, you'll take off as challah. Rashi says you can leave over just how much you have for as challah. Tosfos says you have to leave a little more because you have to have like the shirayim, you have to have a little afrosha. But upon what do you see from Shmuel, Rashi explains, what do you see from Shmuel? There's no iset hevel on Chalas Chutzlarch. So what's the problem? Why can't I take off challah on a yontif or a Shabbos? Because it's a takana. It's mesakin. So the Gemara's kash is that avivai, you're allowed to eat it. There's no tevel. There's no takana. So why, if you did Gilgal Issa Me'erev Yontif, can't you take off challah? Taking off challah is nothing. It's not part of the issa of Amak being trumos because here it doesn't look like mesakin. So obviously Shmuel is not hold of his father's memra. So my answer is no, it's not Shva. Amar Rava, Mila Moida Shmuel, Shem Kara La Shem, Shashur Zaram. Shmuel agrees that if someone actually did a Afrasha, then it's Chalak Isser to the Zaram. So therefore, it's included in the Isser Emek Bi and Shumas. You're right, it doesn't need Tikkun, because I can eat it without a Tikkun. But if I do a Maisa Afrasha of Chala, so it becomes also a Zaram. So then it's included in the Isser of Emek Bi and Shumas, because it has a Shem Shuma on it. and therefore it could stim with his father. So in Halacha Lemaisa, in Shulchan Aruch, if someone makes challah from a four yontif and he forgot to take up challah, what should he do? So one etzah, like Taisa says, is that you just don't take up challah, just eat it and leave over something at the end. Taisa taxes as you do. Taisa the middle of this long Taisa says, "Vehechad the shachar will hifrish me pass me erev yontif." And so that's what Tosha says. What?
You don't put it together and just leave off the last one.
No, every chal, every isa means every isa. Chalach means every isa. Every door it's chayv chal, you have to leave over every single isa. But in Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Kuf Vav Sif Gimel, so we bring this lacha. This is a lacha. It says in Allah, take off if you did it from 4 yontif. Halosh Isa b'yomtiv. If you did an Isa on yontiv, yachal hafresh v'nachala ulivich lekay. Avol Isa shinui shemerev yontiv. But if you made it off from 4 yontiv, if you got take off chala, also lahafresh v'nachal b'yomtiv. That's what the mechaber paskin zokter rama. Ela oichol u'meshayer ksas. You eat and you leave off a little bit. Ulamacha mafresh v'na meshayer chala. Like Taisa says, "Umuto le'efbois pass aydei shiachamenu yivish achachala." You let it bake the pass, and even though you're baking challah, and that you no reason to bake it on yontif, but still, since you're baking the whole challah, you let it do that. But then the Ramah gives another eitzah because this eitzah hardly works to chutzlars. What are you doing in Eretz Yisrael? So Zok the Ramah doesn't speak out. That's what he's trying to say, but he has another eitzah. He says, "V'mreitzah yachal lolosh oyd isa achas yontif." Make a new dough on yontif. You could do take a challah of this, and that will go on the other one. By the way, losh v'yitzar from yachad, we don't need that. That's we don't need it because if it has a shear, if one of them has a shear, you can take a challah on the other one without being mitzar of them. But that's the Mishbura speaks out. They don't have to mitzar of them. But upon them, there's two eitzes. In chutzlars, you just keep on eating and leave over. And Eretz Yisrael, you make a new dough, and new dough you like to take a challah, and that will be challah on the old dough. So the Mishnah Vayta. If you want to continue now, Machlekes and Veshamay and Vesilah. Veshamay Oimrim, Eim Alichim Es Asula Meshoivich Leshoivich. Someone has these chicken coops, and each chicken coop, sometimes in each structure, there could be a bunch of different little coops, little boxes. Each one has a little window, and each one has two birds. So he has a bunch of these, and he has a bunch of different structures also. So he says, Inala Bimayelot Asula Meshoivich Leshoivich. He can't bring a sulam for one a chicken coop to another chicken, one structure to the next structure. But on the same chicken coop, it has different windows and different places where birds are, you let him move the ladder from one to another. In the same chicken coop, you let him move from one to another. Or Beisilel Matir. Beisilel says, even let him bring it meshoivach l'shoivach. You let him schlep the ladder from one shoivach to another shoivach. Now, we'll see in the Gemara what the issue is. So obviously, we're talking about here yontif, and yontif, you let him be do haitzah, the tzarech hachon nefesh, so it's not a shayla of haitzah, and you're bringing here this ladder in order to get this bird to shecht ha-yontiv. So, for simchas yontiv. So, what's the shayla here? Why is Beshami hold, you now bring a shula mishayvich l'shayvich? Why is Beshami hold that it's mutter? What's the machlaikas? Zog the Gemara. Amar of Chana ba'ami. Machlaikas. The machlaikas Beshami and Beshami is Beshish Rabbim. The Beshami Sabri, Beshami holds, haroya, someone sees you walking with this tall ladder through Beshish Rabbim, he's going to cement his gag. In those days, they had flat roofs. They didn't have roofs with a slant. It was flat. They used to use it as a porch, the top of the roof. And how did they stop any water seeping in? They used to put in like tar on it. They used to smear it with tar. So someone sees you schlepping a ladder, saying, "Oh, he's going to fix his roof. This must be a leak." And obviously, now I'll do that on yontif. So people, it's marasayin. Carrying a ladder through a street is marasayin. We still savvy shoyvchem mechichalav. No, there's no marasayin because everyone sees that where you land up. You land up by the next chicken coop with the ladders. Everyone sees what you're trying to do is go get more chickens or birds for your suda. This answer says Abba Shiyachid, but in Shiyachid Zok Rav Chanan, it's mekuliyav no problem. Dibra kol mutter because there's no marasayin there. Because no one thinks you're going to no one sees you do. You're the one seeing it, and you know you're doing it for your chicken coop. There's no marasayin. Even in rooms, it's aser. So why are we saying here that it's lekuliyama mutter? Rav holds the Chadar Chadar Moser. And what's the kasha? So Rashi explains that Rav Chanan can argue a Rav because Rav was Rabban Shekol Bnei Agoyla. Besides for Shmuel, he says. He's Rav, you can't argue a Rav. So how does Rav Chanan say that Rav Yochid, Rav Kol Mutter, Rav says that the Issa Marisayin, Afil V'Chadar Chadar. So the Gemara, Tanoihi. There is a Chagas Tanoim about this, and there is Tanoim who say like Rav Chanon, and therefore you can argue a Rav. Tanoim, Tanoim to the Braisa. Shoitcham Bechama. If someone's clothing gets wet on Shabbos, he can hang it out in the sun. Avaloi Kenegadam. But not in front of people. People shouldn't see it, because people see it will think you washed your clothing on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon Oisrim. Rav Shimon hold that it's Oser, even privately it's Oser. Why? Because they hold that there's Marisayim. So you see already it's Machloikis if it's Marisayim v'chadu chadarim. And Rav Chanon, who explains our Mishnah, that the Machloikis is Dafka v'shusha Rabim and not v'shusha Yochid, because v'shusha Yochid v'shusha Kuliyam no Marisayim, is going according to the Tanakama of this bright soul. There's no problem Marisayim v'chadu chadarim. But Rav holds, like Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, holds that it is Asa. That's one version of the qualification of a Machloikis in our Mishnah, that according to Rav Chanon, Machloikis is Dafka v'shusha Rabim, which is a Shalom Marisayim. Yochid is Zichon Omar Zayin. Ikadamri, a different version of Rav Chanan. Ikadamri, Omar Rav Chanan Ba'armi, Machloik is Vishuz Yochid. The whole Machloik is Vishuz Yochid. The Beishamai Isul Rav Yudam Rav. Beishamai holds that there's a problem Omar Zayin in Mechad Rechadar. And Beisil Lesl the Rav Yudam Rav. And Beisil does not hold there's a problem of Omar Zayin in Mechad Rechadar in private. Abba Vishuz Rav and Divra Kolosser. But Vishuz Ravim, everyone agrees it's also because of Omar Zayin. That means the second version holds that al kuliyam is the problem of marasayin. There's no shayfcha mechiyach alafi beisil. Kuliyam is the problem of marasayin. What's the machlekes in Rosh Hashanah? Do you say marasayin in private? Because there's no marasayin here. Just it's marasayin on the shirab. Do we say it's marasayin here also? That's the machlekes. And the machlekes holds on who don't rav not. That's the machlekes. What comes out? Beishamay or asses holds like rav, and beisil says it's mutter does not hold like rav. So Gemara has a kasha on that also. Leima Rav Domek Veshamay. It's a kasha on Rav Chanon. Rav Chanon is going to say that Rav, the Rav and Shalom Bnei Agoyla, holds like Veshamay. That's what Rav Chanon is saying. Pshat. So Gemara answers no. Tanoi. The Italian Shoytcha Mechama of Loi Kenegad Om Rav Lezver Rav Shimon Oisrim. And Rashi explains like this. There's a Machlekes Tanoim if you have Marisayim Bechadri Echadarim. So Rav Chanon will say, of course, according to Rav, he'll hold that fi beis hillel, even v'shish rabim it's mutter. Why? Because shayfcha mechiyach alav. And the way Rashi learns, according to Rav, the mechlekes v'sham beis hillel v'sayim v'shish yochel v'sayim v'shish rab. That means, according to v'sham, he holds as marasayim, so as marasayim also in chadar chadarim. So there's marasayim v'shish rabim and v'shish yochel. According to beis hillel, there is no marasayim whatsoever because shayfcha mechiyach alav. That's how Rav learned. So where's Rav Chanan getting his idea from that there's a problem of Maris Ayin, and the whole Machlokes is only in the Rishus HaYachid. The Chari doesn't want to say like Rav is like Beshamay. It says no, fi him, he has Tanoim like that. He has Tanoim, Lezer of Shimon and Tanakama. So therefore, he will say that Beshamay will hold as a problem, the problem of Chadar Chadarim, that's like the Tanoim of Lezer of Shimon. And Beis Hillel holds like the Tanakama. It's like a Tanayim raised. It's not a problem that Rav, because Rav won't learn like that. But according to Rav Chanan, he'll learn that's the Machlokes. And the problem is that Rav Chanan's going like to Tanayim. So that's what comes out. Just to recap, all the sheet to see like this. We have here two versions of Rav Chanan. If one pshat is Rav Chanan holds Machlokes is Dafka Shish Rabim, if there's a problem of Marasayin at all. But everyone agrees in Rosh Hashanah Yochid there's no Marasayin. I don't understand what Rav. Teretz is Hilzik the Tanakama of the Braisa. There's another Rav Chanan says the opposite. He says Rosh Hashanah Yochid, Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Kuliyama is a problem. Machlokes is, do you hold like Rav in the Chadar Chadarim? And then there's Rav himself, who doesn't want to be like Beis Shammai. Rav will hold that Lekuliyama is a problem of Chadar Chadarim. Just here, the Machlokes Beisham Beisil is if there's a problem Marasayin at all. If it's a problem Marasayin at all, according to Beisil, there's no problem Marasayin at all. According to Beisham, there is a problem Marasayin, therefore, it's a problem also in the Rishus HaYachid.